Good morning. A warm and muggy night has led to areas of dense fog this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England. That fog has brought visibilities down, so there may be a little bit of a slower morning drive for some places, especially near bodies of water. Most everyone is in the 60s early this morning, with some 50s in surrounding communities, so it feels a little more like the end of summer rather than heading into the middle of October. Regardless, the fog will tend to mix out as the sun comes up and gets higher in the sky, and when it does, it looks like we'll have at least partly sunny skies today. A southerly breeze will help push temperatures quickly back through the 60s and 70s, and most valley locations will be in the lower 80s today, with some mid-80s possible, and across the higher terrain, at least in the middle and upper 70s. So unseasonably warm and humid air throughout the day, and it will be dry. A warm front continues to press well to the north and into Canada, while a storm system tracks through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes. A trailing cold front will make an approach through the Great Lakes late tonight, and with partly to mostly cloudy skies overnight, temperatures will stay in the 60s once again. That cold front will continue to make progress in our direction tomorrow. Out ahead of it, scattered showers and heavier bursts of rain are likely in the morning hours on Thursday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are then likely in the afternoon, some with heavier downpours. Out ahead of the front, high temperatures on Thursday will be in the lower 70s. Behind the front, it'll turn breezy and much cooler as the wind flips around to the northwest. We'll start a drying trend on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, but highs will only manage to get into the upper 50s and lower 60s. Even cooler air will flow in for the weekend. A weak disturbance will pivot through on Saturday with the risk of a shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs only managing to get toward the 50-degree mark. High pressure will build in on Sunday with mostly sunny skies, still only in the mid-50s, before we bounce back to the 60s, though with the chance of some rain on Monday. Another front will head through on Tuesday, pushing temperatures back down into the 50s for afternoon highs. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Michael, located about 120 miles south of Panama City, Florida, and 115 miles south of Apalachicola, Florida. Michael's moving toward the north near 13 miles per hour. A turn toward the north-northeast is expected this morning, with a turn toward the northeast this afternoon or tonight. A motion toward the northeast at a faster forward speed is forecast on Thursday and Friday. On the forecast track, the eye of Michael is expected to move ashore over the Florida Panhandle later today and over the southeastern United States tonight and tomorrow. Reports from an Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft indicate that maximum sustained winds have now increased to near 140 miles per hour with higher gusts. Michael is an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some additional strengthening is possible before landfall. After landfall, Michael should weaken as it crosses the southeastern United States. The minimum central pressure currently measured by the reconnaissance aircraft was 937 millibars or 27.67 inches. Life-threatening storm surge is likely along portions of the coasts of the Florida Panhandle, Big Bend, and Nature Coast, and a storm surge warning is in effect. A hurricane warning has been issued for portions of the Florida Gulf Coast where life-threatening winds associated with the core of Michael are most likely. Hurricane force winds will also extend well inland across portions of the Florida Panhandle, southern Georgia, southeast Alabama, as well as Michael moves inland. Heavy rainfall from Michael could produce life-threatening flash flooding from the Florida Panhandle and Big Bend region into portions of Georgia, the Carolinas, and southeastern Virginia. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 54 degrees, with a west wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 10 above zero. In Albany on the hour, 3 miles visibility in fog, 68 degrees, the dew point 65, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 and holding steady. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 62. The average temperature 72, that's 20 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.21 inches for the month and 33.09 for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low 41. The record high 89 set in 1939 and the record low 25 in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:21 p.m. 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s back to the 50s near the Canadian border. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a few showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, the southern Adirondacks, the greater Capital District, as well as the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely, heavy at times, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower 70s. Breezy and cooler with a mix of sun and clouds Friday near 60. Mostly cloudy, a shower possible Saturday, breezy, lower 50s. Mostly sunny, mid-50s on Sunday. A chance of rain late in the day Monday, back to the 60s, and right back to the mid-50s with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.